so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, good morning to you. Thank you for inviting me to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the day the Lord hath made, and the Bible said we can rejoice and be glad therein. We're so glad that you've invited us in your home, your automobile. We don't know where you are, maybe going to work, getting off from work, whatever you're doing, whatever your occasion. We're so glad that you've invited us and we can sit together today in the heavenly places. Well, let's get our broadcast started today by doing this song. I think it's a very worthy song, and this one says, when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising Him.
Lord, I'll be praising You. I'll always give You glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising You. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessings that You give. I know that You still love me, and Lord, I love You too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising You. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising You. I'll always give You glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising You.
You. Thank you for inviting me in today. Thank you for sitting with me that we might worship together. You know, it's been warm, hadn't it? Been awfully warm. Well, that's what we've been waiting for, warm weather. Now we got warm weather, and We're just trying to cool off. But anyhow, we're that kind of people. Thank you this morning, and I trust today that you're doing real well. You're praying for me. We're praying for one another. According to the Bible, that's exactly what we need to do. Well, let's go right back right now and do another song that Martha and I have been doing together for quite a while. And this one says, "What a lovely name, the name of Jesus." Just drop me a card, a letter, and I'll be more than glad to do that, because that's what the broadcast is for. You know, I do the broadcast, but without your help, without your support, it would not be what it is. Thank you, prayer partners and financial partners that stands with us in this radio ministry, because you're very important to the people. And we want you to always know that. We've always been an independent type ministry, and God's blessed a ministry like that. So I've always said, if things are working, then just leave it alone. So everything's working well. People are praying, people are paying, and the broadcast is continuing to come into your home, and that's what it's all about. So next service, well, let's go right now and let Martha do this one for us. And Martha says, "It's good even down in the valley."
Down in the valley, I felt so alone, fearing that Satan would tempt and abuse. But God sent sweet comfort with this simple truth. Not a place where God's hand can reach down. Even the valley is higher ground. I've soared with eagles and I fall in love. Through peaks and through valleys, that's just where life goes. But I found the peace in the midst of despair when I discovered that God's everywhere. Beyond the valley is higher ground. Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. There's not a place where God's hand can reach down.
That part where it says, Satan can't touch me where God's love abounds. And you can trust that today because he has overcome the world. The Bible said we can be overcomers also. Well, let's go way, way back and pick up this song. And I know that you're going to recognize as soon as we play it, okay? The Great Speckled Bird.
People thought that I'm thinking concerning the great speckled bird. Remember, her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. Desiring to lower her standard, they watch every move that she makes. They try to find fault with her teaching, but really they find no mistakes. In the presence of her despisers, with a song never uttered before, she'll arise and be gone in a moment, for her great tribulations are o'er. Play for me. Let's give her a big hand for that. I'll tell you. If Marie leaves me anything in her wheel, I hope she leaves me that talent. You ever notice she played the guitar, she played the bass guitar, now she's playing a steel guitar. Hey, man, praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad that I've learned about His meekness, and I'm proud that my name is in His book. For I want to be one never fearing on the face of my Savior I look. I like this one. When He cometh descending from heaven, on the clouds as He rides in His word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet Him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
Well, that's among some of the archives of my life, and that was Marie Kincaid on that steel guitar. And I tell you, I don't think anyone could play that music, the dobro. I tell you, she can play a guitar, dobro, and the steels play just about anything. And I love to sing with her. Marie's gone home to be with the Lord. Also, Louise is gone. Just Robert Marty, I'll tell you, just a lot of our old friends have gone. I visited the other day over at Phil Shrewsbury over in Peterstown with my good friend, who owns Shrewsbury Funeral Home, Broyles Funeral Home, And I told him, I said, well, I was just kind of browsing around meeting with some of my old friends. I said, but when it gets down to the only old friends I got left are undertakers, I must be getting pretty close to the other side also. But we've got a lot of friends, I mean, different places. And I've always believed if you want friends, show yourself friendly, okay? Hey, let me ask you a question. How are you having problems keeping up in this fast-moving world? I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, I tell you, this world is moving fast. And they said to me, he said, no, Tommy, you're getting old and you're just slowing down and you think it's moving fast. Well, let me talk about you, this now generation. People are so impatient. I told Martha, I said, we become so impatient, so greedy, and maybe we are living in a I want it now a generation. I read an article the other day that was placed by the New York Times, and the article was called I Want It and I Want It Now. And you know, a lot of people are caught up in this now world. I mean, you know, we want it now. We don't have any patience. We can't wait on it. And it's just an instamatic world. A lot of people say, well, buy it now, pay later. You know, you can get it now, pay a year down the road. Buy an automobile, buy it today, drive it 4 or 5 years. After it's worn out, you owe for a brand new car, payments that is, but you got an old automobile. And you know, it's just this fast-pacing world. They're trying to find what you want, and they're going to give you what you want. But my friend, let me tell you something. I remember preachers years ago used to preach on the high cost of low living. Well, I think that kind of fits this generation today. We want it now, and we don't want to wait for it, and we'll hawk our souls, so to speak, or go in debt clear over our head with plastic cards and buying on the internet and so the bankruptcy law and so much stuff going on today. And it's simply because people say, hey, I want it now and I can't wait for it, because we're living in an instamatic world. You can go back through the Bible, and not only did it work in this day and time, but it worked even back in the Bible. You remember the young man called Absalom? Absalom was a beautiful person, fair person. The Bible said that he weighed his hair every year, and the weight of his hair brought a lot of shackles of silver or gold, and he was the son of David, and he wanted the throne of David. But he wanted it now. He didn't want to wait till David had passed away. And if you read the Bible, you'll find how that Absalom connived and he did so many dangerous things. He went out to war against his own father, and many things happened to him. But you know, the tragedy happened back to Absalom, because when he went out to war against his father, he was caught in a brush by that beautiful hair that he weighed so much and thought so much of, and they're hanging, dangling in a bush by the head of his hair, and darts were thrown in his heart, and he died. And he had a place that was called Absalom's place, but he was not buried there. He was buried in an unknown grave, you see, because he wanted it now. He didn't want to wait for it. He wanted to take it, and he wanted to take it now. We read so much in the New Testament about the prodigal son. You remember the prodigal son went down to the father and said, Father, give me my portion, and I want it now. I want to go into the far country, and I want to have some fun. I want to laugh, and I want to live it up. Well, you know, my daddy always told me that you might live it up, but it's so hard to live it down. You know, my daddy said, hey, you're like a politician. You keep running, you'll get elected, but after you get the job, you may not want it. How many times have you heard somebody say, hey, be careful what you pray for, you might get it, and after you get it, you'll wish you never had it. Well, my friend, that comes along with this instamatic world. You see, a young person, after taking her own life, left a message behind, and she left a suicide note, and that note said, I was looking for happiness, but I never found it. And she took her own life because she never found happiness. You remember that song, Stop the World and Let Me Off? I'm tired of going round and round. And you know, today we're living in that generation. Pill popping, I mean to tell you, we're not on the gospel. We're on pill popping nation today. Pills are on the rampage. I mean, I'm not only talking about young people. I heard the other day, 8, 9, 10 year old children in school. And people are selling them drugs and having them on drugs. I talked with my granddaughter, and she was working in the hospital with the drug babies who their mothers and fathers had taken drugs, and now that baby is born, and they have that drug system in their body. And oh, she said it was so pitiful. And you know, today we're living in that fast-moving world. There was a well-known movie star that died, and here's what she said before she died. I was trying to find myself, but I really don't know who I am. And you know, that's happening just about everywhere you go. You see, this world is sliding into instant suicide. I understand that a young girl can run away from home at the age of 13 and 14 years old, and she'll be a prostitute on the streets within 48 hours. Hey, my friend, I'm talking to you about the real world out there. There's a devil out there, and he's a loose, and he's going about seeking whom he may devour, and he's using this fast-moving world and this fast-moving generation. Slow down. Slow down. Not only let God catch up, but let you catch up with your own self, because we're out of control. I do a song sometime, we're like a train going down a track, and we're out of control. And America is truly out of control, you see, because we're living in this instant generation. Instant coffee, instant meals, instant TV, drive-through banks, and pay by automatic withdrawal, and pay by the internet. Oh, I'm telling you, I could just go on and go on, just using nothing but good, common, plain sense, and tell you, hey, my friend, we're in trouble. You see, the examples of the scripture gives us story after story. You remember Esau? He came in, he was hungry, he sold his birthright to his own brother. What for? A little bowl of soup. My. Why? Because he wanted it now. You remember David, that great man I talked about a while ago? David had a great kingdom. I mean, he was a great king, and Saul had killed his thousand, but David had slain his 10,000. But yet, this great man of God, the very apple of God's eye, saw Bathsheba bathing. He wanted her. He wanted her now. He committed murder. He lied. He did a lot of things, but he got what he wanted. So you see, we are living in a generation, because David said, I want her, and I want her now. I do sing that song called We Want America Back. But my friend, I asked the question today, whoever gave it to the devil to begin with? It belonged to us. It was a beautiful world. God created it. God made it. And he made it with all of its beauty and all of its splendor. But us today, I want to ask you a question now today. Are you living in that fast-moving world? Why don't you just slow down? Let God catch up. Why don't you turn your life over to God? I knelt to pray the other morning. And when I knelt to pray, and something came to my spirit that I had never experienced before, and as I knelt to pray, it seemed like that within my spirit, God spoke to my heart and said, have you come to me with your wants, or have you come to me with saying to me, not my will, but yours be done? Have you come knowing that I will supply your need according to my riches and glory? Hey, believe it. You've got a Savior that loves you. You've got a God that cares about you. Because life is becoming like salt water. It just ain't satisfying. I have tried everything, and still I'm not happy. Are you in that situation? Then why don't you just slow down, catch yourself, and admit it today. You're trying to live in a now generation, but the now generation is going to become your destroying factor. Stretch forth your hand, because the Master wants to touch you.
Jesus saw him in a crowd that was gathered, and he said to him, stretch forth thine hand. Then this trembling withered hand
every child for the Lord. In a moment, His hand was healed and restored. Stretch forth thine hand, said the Master. All it takes is a simple act of faith. When your hopes and dreams have withered and life is hard to understand, there's a miracle waiting. Stretch forth thy hand. When you're reaching up, just trying to touch bottom, and it seems like your prayers are in vain. Just hold on to His promise. He'll be there for you, 'cause there's never been a problem He can't see you through. Stretch forth thy hand, says the Master. All it takes is a simple act of faith. When your hopes and dreams have withered and life is hard to understand, there's a miracle waiting. Stretch forth thy hand. Stretch forth thy hand, said the Master. All it takes is a simple act of faith. When hopes and dreams have withered and life is hard to understand, there's a miracle waiting. Stretch forth thy hand. When the hopes and dreams have withered and life is hard to understand, there's a miracle waiting. Stretch forth thy hand.
Our Father, as we come to the close of the broadcast today, we pray for the unseen audience. We pray for those, Lord, that are there. And Lord, we don't know their circumstances. We don't know their situations. We don't know what their need is. But we do know that we know a God that knows all of our needs. And we know a God that said He would supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Thank you for giving me prayer partners and supporters that have stood with me in this radio ministry. No, I'm not the young man I used to be. I can't sing the songs I used to sing, but Lord, we're still preaching the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, trying to reach across the airways to the homes and convalescent places where people need to hear the gospel, not watered down, Lord, not shortchanged, but simply telling it just like it is. And I thank you for those supporters, because they have confidence in me and they have confidence in God, and they know that we preach the truth, because that's the only thing that'll ever set America free, is to know the truth, and the truth can
set them free. Thank you, supporters. Thank you, prayer warriors. Thank you for being there for me. Maybe you've heard the broadcast for the first time. Why don't you sit down and write me a card or letter? If this is the kind of a ministry that you feel that needs to be preached this day and time, then give me your help. Give me your support. Like John Wesley said many years ago, if your heart be like my heart, then give me your hand. That's exactly what we need, because together we stand, it's divided that we fall. May God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write.